From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. A Fort Myers woman and plaintiff in the case against Florida's gay marriage ban has received an updated death certificate recognizing her marriage to her partner of 47 years. WGCU's Ashley Lopez has more.
Carol Goldwasser's death certificate is now a historical document. That's because it was recently updated to include the name of her spouse, Arlene Goldberg. This is the first document issued by the state of Florida in its history recognizing a same-sex marriage. Goldberg says receiving the certificate was bittersweet.
I was excited, but I was really sad because I said, I know she can't be here to share this with me. This is the reason I have it. But it's like she died so that we could do this.
Goldberg and Goldwasser were together for 47 years and got married in New York in 2011. Goldwasser died this past March in Fort Myers. Because of Florida's ban on gay marriage, Goldberg wasn't included on Goldwasser's original death certificate and wasn't able to collect any benefits. That's why Goldberg joined a lawsuit fighting the state's ban along with several other same-sex couples from across Florida. They all say the law was discriminatory and violated their constitutional rights, and in August, a federal judge agreed with them. And even though the judge stayed the effects of his ruling until other cases around the country were resolved, he made a special exception for Goldberg. He ruled that listing Goldberg as Goldwasser's wife on her death certificate was about, quote, simple human dignity. So this week, Florida's Department of Health sent her a new death certificate, this time with Goldberg's name on it. Also this week, the ACLU of Florida asked the federal judge to lift the stay so same-sex couples could be married in the Sunshine State. Attorney General Pam Bondi filed an appeal in defense of the ban. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.